Good afternoon and welcome to the Wednesday afternoon edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Podcast. I am Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which you can hear on News Talk 790 KFYO in Lubbock. You can listen online at KFYO.com. And as always, you can download the Radio Pup app absolutely free. Take the show and the station wherever you may travel. A lot of stuff going on, obviously, this afternoon. The Republicans caving in, Boehner saying that the House will take up the Senate budget plan. This, according to Fox News, House Speaker John Boehner said today that the House will, quote, absolutely will take up the new Senate budget plan, even if he has to rely on mostly Democrats to pass it. He does expect the partial government shutdown to end by Thursday. Boehner made the comments in an interview on a Cincinnati radio station, WLWAM. Quote, we fought the good fight, we just didn't win, he said. Let me say this about the Republican effort here. I applaud some of the more conservative members of the House for actually fighting and continuing to fight going forward. I would hope that the fight to end Obamacare and to delay Obamacare does not end tonight. Senator Ted Cruz has already said that though he will not filibuster the Senate vote, he will continue to fight Obamacare and continue to push for a delay. When it comes to John Boehner, though, I have absolutely no confidence in his leadership. I have absolutely no confidence whatsoever. Boehner saying that we fought the good fight, we just didn't win. I don't believe John Boehner was ever really behind the fight. I don't think he ever believed in it. He was pushed, he was pulled, he was dragged in order to fight for the right side here on this one. And you know, as many Democrats that were against Republicans, as Barack Obama was against Republicans, as many times as you heard the media against Republicans, the real shame here, in my opinion, are the Republicans who went against people like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Rand Paul and basically attacked them, acted like Democrats. Now, you could have disagreed with Ted Cruz, you could have disagreed with what he did, but I expected leadership and I expected the Republicans to line up and say with one voice, we will fight for the American people. We will fight for what is right. Instead, many decided they wanted to wave the white flag and they did not want to fight the Democrats. They did not want to fight Obamacare. So many of them saw the polling numbers and came up with this idea that somehow Republicans were going to lose everything in 2014. So many of them were influenced by this false debt ceiling date that we were supposedly going to hit on October 17th. But when you really looked at it, you knew that that wasn't going to happen. The U.S. wasn't going to default on its loans. It was going to pay its bills. If they did not pay its bills, well, guess what? It was going to be because the White House decided not to. I'm more ashamed of Republicans today than I am ashamed of what the Democrats did or what the media did or what President Obama even did. Hopefully, going forward, we will have stronger fighters inside the House of Representatives, stronger fighters in the U.S. Senate on the Republican side. I'm looking forward to seeing how some members of Congress vote. I think that many of the members of Congress, Republican members of Congress, that went around with Ted Cruz and decided to back this government shutdown, many of them, I believe, will actually vote for this plan tonight. Those who vote for this plan should probably be thrown out of office, to be quite honest with you. That's anyone. Anyone who votes for this probably doesn't deserve to be reelected, or at least they should have a magnifying glass put right over their record, and they should absolutely be primaried. Hope you have a fantastic day. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show tomorrow morning, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. We'll talk about some local politics, national as well, of course, and some other issues as well. Oh yeah, of course, we'll talk a little Texas politics. That's always fun to talk about on the show. Tune in. Follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO.